All right, folks, we are happy to have here a two-time Super Bowl champion, former Pittsburgh Steeler, and Brian McFadden, cornerback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Brian McFadden, welcome to the Sports Kings.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Hey, it's an honor to have you on the show. And you know what, Brian, I tell you what, you are no stranger to what the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots are going to be getting ready for this weekend. And one of the things we would like for our listeners to know is that as you played in two Super Bowls, you played under two coaches, and we would like to know, what was it like preparing for the Super Bowl under Coach Cower, and what was it like preparing for the Super Bowl under Coach Tomlin?
Yeah, well, actually, I played in three. We won two, and I lost the third to Green Bay. And for me, the first one was under Bill Cower, which was my rookie year. So as a rookie, not knowing exactly what to expect, I mean, the process was overwhelming. Deserving so, of course, that's the Super Bowl. That's the pinnacle of the National Football League. So, you know, I was extremely excited. I was proud. I was just overwhelmed with what I was getting ready to go through. The moment felt surreal because as a child, you always imagine potentially playing in that type of ball game. And trying to please all the family and friends as far as ticket requests was a big obligation. I became a bit stressful. And not exactly knowing how to handle that process was extremely difficult. Now, the second Super Bowl, which was under Mike Tomlin, I knew what to expect. You know, that took place my fourth year, so I've been down that road before, so I handled that process a lot better than I did my first go around, deserving because of, you know, knowing how to take care of certain requirements, knowing how to handle travel, requests from family and the tickets. You know, not can't please everybody in your family as far as your family and your friends, but being able to select a few to be able to go to the football game, and then also too, you know, far as you know, there's a regiment, the Super Bowl regiment. So, and then the third one, it was just like, you know, I'm here again. So the third was a smooth sail. I think it was the third Super Bowl, which took place in Dallas. The weather was extremely difficult, so I wasn't able to enjoy the festivities the week of firstly when we got there because of the weather. But, you know, third Super Bowl, I felt at home.
Brian, I got to ask you about that Super Bowl 43. It was you, Ike Taylor, Ryan Clark, Troy Polamalu, battling against Antoine Bolden and Larry Fitzgerald. How was the emotions on the field? Because y'all an amazing secondary. Even though, you know, they still got a whole bunch of yards in, I mean, it was just a battle the whole time on the field, correct?
Yeah, no question. We played against the Hall of Famer and Kurt Warner. We played against potential future Hall of Famer, Larry Fitzgerald. The same could be said for Anquan Bowden.
Oh, yeah.
And the same could be said for Edgerrin James. So you got to look at that offense. We literally played against. We know Kurt is a Hall of Famer, but you talk about three other potential Hall of Famers there on that offense, and they were unbelievable offensively. When you look at what they're able to do, running the football, throwing the football, they had three wide receivers over 1,000 yards. And our defense, you know, we had a historical good defense that year. I think we held 13 straight opponents under 300 yards total offense, which was unheard of, never done before. So for us to get to that level, and granted, we did not put up the best effort defensively, we made timely plays against a unbelievable good offense, and those timely plays put us in position to win that ball game, not to mention the outstanding catch by Santonio Holmes.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Folks, once again, we are talking to two-time Super Bowl champion, former Pittsburgh Steeler cornerback Brian McFadden here on the Sports King Show here on SB Nation Radio. So, Brian, we got to ask you because, you know, we know your time is limited here. As these two teams get ready to play on Sunday, and, I mean, we hear all the hype about defense win championships, and I don't really think it's hype, but, you know, just looking at the Philadelphia Eagles – And looking at what they have done here in the playoffs, only allowing 17 points. I mean, do they have a legitimate shot here to win this Super Bowl with their defense?
Yeah, they have a legitimate shot because they got to this point. Now, the difference for Philadelphia, when you look at what they were able to do in the postseason, they were able to play dominating defense in their backyard. And the Lincoln Financial, that stadium can be a very, very extremely difficult for any opposing offense. Now they're at a neutral site. So So can they take that home show on the road, potentially? But I believe they can. I think Jim Schwartz will have a game plan in place. Remember, Jim Schwartz coached against Belichick many a times, especially during his tenure there in Buffalo as a defensive coordinator. So you better believe he will have a game plan in place, but I think it's imperative for Philadelphia to be able to cause drama and harass Tom Brady with only four guys led by Fletcher Cox, because that will allow that defense to drop multiple guys in pass coverage to be able to minimize the throwing windows for Tom Brady. And also, too, what people don't talk about is we always talk about Tom Brady and the job he does throwing the football, deserving so he's the GOAT. But they run the ball extremely well, and they get timely plays. And for Deion Lewis to be extremely small running back, he's always falling forward for positive yards. So being able to take that element out of the ball game and be able to predict what you potentially could see, because if they're not able to have a balanced attack, you know what they're going to do. They're going to throw the ball, and they don't mind throwing the ball 50-plus times. But I think that would put the Philadelphia Eagles they would be in an ideal position as far as knowing what they will get and knowing how to play against that potential set, which is throwing the football. Well, you know, you're playing against the GOAT. It's going to be Philadelphia will need an unbelievable performance from the defense as a whole to be able to pull this one off.
Right, and just before we let you go, man, I definitely have to ask you about your alma mater, Florida State. How do you feel about Willie Taggart at the helm now over there, and also with Senior Signing Day coming up next week, even though y'all got, you know, a good amount of people already signing committed, what are you feeling for what's next for your alma mater?
I'm excited. I think the job that he's doing currently, when you look at the situation he was put in, you know, signing on at Florida State, kind of behind the curveball a little bit, but now gaining a lot of positive traction. You know, he's getting recruits. You see the job he's been able to do, you know, flipping a five-star that was committed to Ohio State in Woodbury from Cali. I mean, I think with him having a year of experience at Oregon, that opened the floodgates for recruiting out on the West Coast, and that's what he's doing right now. So the future's going to be extremely bright. I like, you know, with college football, if you can recruit, you can win ball games. Okay. And clearly he's showing that ability to be able to come in these recruits' homes and instantly make a big impact and get these kids to take a trip to Tallahassee. But once you take a trip to Tallahassee with that honey fried chicken, the rest is history.
And, you know, it goes to say for the whole state of Florida, because, I mean, it seems like everyone is, you know, a whole bunch of D1 teams are, you know, turning out really good over there. But I want to say that Taggart grew up, you know, not too far from Florida State, I believe. So it doesn't even make it even better that you got a homegrown guy out there.
Yeah, homegrown. He actually was a Florida State fan growing up all his life. So he's actually invested in this program. You know, he's a diehard, so you know he's going to do it, give it his all to be able to be successful at that university.
Hey, Brian, you know what, man? We appreciate you taking the time and joining the Sports Kings. But just real quick before we let you go, who wins Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
I'm a Steeler, so you know I'm not going for the Pats. I'm going with the Eagles. My score prediction is 26-24. Philly.
All right. Hey, you heard it from Brian McFadden. Hey, Brian, hey, thanks a lot, man, and we'll talk to you down the road.
I appreciate it.
All right. Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion cornerback with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll tell you what, he told us.
Yeah.
We knew he wasn't going with the Patriots.
Of course not.
I shouldn't have really asked him that question.
Yeah,
I kind of knew but I had to ask. All right, folks.
I kind of feel upset a little bit that I didn't ask him about Sticks, about Renegade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you know how we were just talking about before this happened. Because honestly, like I was saying, like I really don't like the song, but I understand why people would get hype in a stadium. You know,
it's a great song. As a matter of fact, I want to hear it tonight at some point in time. I tell you what, hey, folks. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the Brian McFadden interview right here on the Sports Kings SB Nation Radio. We'll be right back.